In northern Afghanistan, minority Pashtuns have been attacked by gunmen from the ruling Northern Alliance. The Pashtuns are the largest ethnic group in Afghanistan, but not in the north, where they live in scattered, isolated pockets among Uzbeks, Tajiks, and Hazaras. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from the Afghan city of Balkh.
Not long after the Northern Alliance took over Balkh late last year, 66-year-old Sadar says a group of ethnic Uzbek fighters broke into his house in the middle of the night.
One of the men hit me in the head with a rifle butt. They took my money, my things, even my shoes. I couldn't say anything or they would have killed me.
Sadar is convinced he was singled out for being an ethnic Pashtun. Pashtuns make up a majority in this 3,000-year-old city, and Pashtuns dominated the Taliban. Another Pashtun here in Balkh, Yarmamat, says Uzbeks and other ethnic groups who compose the core of the victorious Northern Alliance are exacting retribution for abuses committed by the Taliban.
They say we help the Taliban. So, they rob our people. I was in a car when a group of armed men stopped us and took my money away. They won't allow us to live in peace.
It's difficult, if not impossible, to verify such accounts. Indeed, the situation in Balkh seems relatively normal, at least by Afghan standards. Shops are open, the central market is buzzing with business, and the square next to Balkh's ancient turquoise-tiled mosque is teeming with people, most of them Pashtuns. But there is a pattern to reports of violence against Pashtuns from various parts of northern Afghanistan. It includes incidents of murder and rape. Several people in Balkh gave sketchy accounts of sexual abuse against Pashtun women and girls. A man named Akhtar says a group of armed men tried to take away his two teenage daughters.
I had just come back to Afghanistan. I thought we could live peacefully now. After we returned, a group of soldiers broke into my house. I barely convinced them to go away.
Local Pashtun commanders in Balkh, now serving under what is supposed to become a unified Afghan army, say the majority of the abuses occurred just after the fall of the Taliban. They say tensions have eased somewhat lately, but acts of violence are continuing. Balu is deputy battalion commander in Balkh. He says alleged Al-Qaeda and Taliban activity in Balkh was used as a pretext to justify looting and violence against Pashtuns.
All the Taliban were taken away as prisoners. They say the people here are Taliban or Al-Qaeda, but just because someone is Pashtun does not make them Al-Qaeda or Taliban.
Largely ethnic Uzbek forces under warlord Rashid Dostum are blamed for many of the abuses. Hazaras and Tajiks have also been implicated in some cases. Balu says many armed groups in northern Afghanistan are only loosely affiliated with formal command structures. He says this makes it difficult to crack down. Balu says it's not a problem which Dostum or other Afghan warlords can fully control.
We need international peacekeepers here. Without a foreign peacekeeping force, we will not be able to live peacefully.
Dostum is now Deputy Afghan Defense Minister. He says he supports the idea of foreign peacekeeping troops in the north, which has traditionally been his fiefdom, and he's given interim Prime Minister Hamid Karzai assurances of security for local Pashtuns. But so far, there is no sign that the British-led peacekeeping force in Afghanistan will extend its mandate beyond Kabul. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Balkh, Afghanistan.